Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Conversation about what's going on this Friday, the 16th of January. Hi, Doug Steffen here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Warren and Ken Kessler, with a focus on the sort of usual Friday bill of fare as we get started here. What went on this past week that really, really piqued your interest? What's at the top of the heap? Well, if you look at the countdown top 10 topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, the Charlie Hebdo situation is number one, the violence from ISIS and Boko Haram number two, the hacking at CENTCOM is number three, immigration is four, prospects for the presidential race number five, Congress six, oil and the price of gas number seven, the Golden Globes eight, and football and sports numbers nine and ten.
On the next Doug Steffen Show.
Yeah. Yes, the next Doug Steffen Show will be the review of these things, your results on the next Doug Steffen Show on Monday.
That's right.
Meanwhile, people do have a concern, as well we ought to as a collective, the national, international community. You look at some of the horrific pictures that have come from the international watchdog groups of what the Boko Haram terrorists have done. The situation there, the continuing focus on Paris, with the Charlie Hebdo on sale, big audience, more people want it. Meanwhile, 4 days late and a dollar short, Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Paris telling reporters he wanted to give the French people a big hug, give them time to take stock.
I'm here, French people.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Come to me. Come to my bosom.
So the killings in France have launched a massive movement there in defense of freedom of expression. I find it interesting to look at these Twitter back and forth. Ken, I don't know if we have any Twitter at Good Day Show or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The question comes on how hard is too hard when it comes to coming down on some of these groups. The arrests of those who, like that comedian I think we talked about yesterday, is that free speech hypocrisy? The poor suburbs in the large Muslim populations of outside of Paris, some of the schools there, students would not observe the minute of silence for the dead cartoonists. So what are their parents teaching them? The drawings are an insult to Islam, so say the extremists. But apparently, more than extremists, unless all the people who live in these suburbs are considered extreme, have said that they're that the paper should have been held back out of respect for them. And I guess our question, mine, is why? If you believe in freedom of speech, no matter how nasty or messy it is, it still is freedom.
Yeah, you don't hold it up, right?
Yeah. But now the Pope has even jumped into the act, saying there is a limit to freedom of expression. Really? At what point? Who draws the line? Where is the distinction? The community, I always say this because it's a great example. Back here in America, you know, the FCC fines or levies fines against lots of broadcast units for obscenity, and they'll, you know, charge $1 million for this offense and $500,000 for that offense, radio, TV, whatever, and they never win. Mm-hmm. Never. The only way the FCC ever gets any fines paid is if the broadcasters volunteer to pay, and the only one I can ever remember volunteering to pay was CBS when they were sued by the FCC for $1.3 million, I think, because supposedly Howard Stern was obscene. Well, of course Howard Stern.
Howard Stern's obscene.
Of course.
Let me break it to you.
Yeah.
So, but in the circumstances, if the folks at CBS had decided to sue or counter-sue or challenge in court, that ruling by the FCC, they would have won. But they decided to pay the million three because they thought it was good publicity.
Right.
As much as anything else. So that's why that worked. There is no community standard of obscenity that has ever been agreed to by any case in any court. So therefore, the fines are worthless. They will not hold because there is no community standard for obscenity. And the reason I bring that up is because you kind of, I ask about that from our perspective. What do we think is the line? When you cross this line, you need to put some sort of, you have to have some sort of control. Is there one? Do the French need to have one? As the Pope is sort of suggesting, I don't think he's suggesting it for France, I think he's just suggesting it. And I don't know whether we pay more attention to it because it comes from him. There are a lot of people who are talking about this. Kenny, any comments, by the way, along these lines at our social media sites?
I don't see any yet. I have some, though.
Okay, oh. Please, yes.
You well, go, Kenny.
It just occurs to me, you know, when back in the 80s, when Tipper Gore, somebody told her about Two Live Crew.
Yeah, the rap album.
That music, rap group
that no one had heard of, mm-hmm. whose songs were not being played on the radio, but had a lot of bad words in them. And she heard about it, and it became her cause, and they became famous, and yeah. they made a fortune because she put them on the map.
Very true. Great example.
So is that naivete? What is that?
Well, if you look at what happened in France, these terrorists attacked and killed all these people, and then this magazine came out anyway and has sold millions of copies already, more than it had before.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
So it's, what's being accomplished by all of this attention, it's the opposite. It's silly. It's almost like they're being foiled, or it's like a plan. Same thing we said about the Sony Pictures controversy with the interview. Is that just a big ruse, a big plan to get more people interested in watching the movie? Making money hard to.
I do think that's. I mean, that's a tad. I can't imagine that 12 lives would be worth making their magazine sell.
Well, maybe
copy.
It wasn't planned that far ahead.
Yeah, I mean,
if Kenny is right, and even if he's not.
I don't mean to suggest that the magazine is
all
it on
being
purpose.
Given to. By the way, the money that's being made, in addition to selling over the 60,000 that normally are sold, all that money is going to the families of the people who are killed and to certain charities that support families who have lost parents. You knew that, right? That's part of what they have
right.
said they would do with that money. The Charlie Hebdo people say they are not going to keep the money from the increased subscription sales. They're going to give it to the families of those who were killed. Anyway, excuse me, Kenny, go ahead.
I didn't mean to suggest that the Charlie Hebdo, anybody who's left associated with the magazine, that they concocted this to make money. But I just think that when Tipper Gore did that with that rap group in the
right.
80s, she wasn't colluding with them, but because it bothered her,
she shined a light on it.
Right. She shined a light on it, and people said, you can't censor stuff, and they made a fortune. And the same thing has happened here.
Mm-hmm. Here's a sort of interesting case in point. A couple of city workers in one of the communities outside of Paris who refused to honor the minute of silence when they had, remember, I just said a few minutes ago, that the children, some children who come from these families in these neighborhoods in Paris and outside of Paris that are Muslim, they did not honor the moment of silence for the victims. Now these two employees in this town who also refused to honor the minute of silence were fired from their jobs today. So that prompts a lot of people to say, huh? How about what happened to freedom of expression? If these people said, I don't agree and I don't support it and I'm not going to have a moment of silence. So we've got it on both sides here. Get it? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So free speech hypocrisy. Is it alive and well in France, in Europe, and the United States? 888-302-3684. All right. So, Kenny, what are some of the other comments that you have regarding the number one issue this week?
Mostly, it's just people saying that they wouldn't buy this. They wouldn't buy Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah.
Anyway, that they didn't. John said, I never bought it before.
Right.
I'm not going to buy it now.
And it didn't happen here. I mean, think about it when 9/11 happened, how many people who weren't newspaper or magazine readers rushed out and bought all those things. I think this is probably more something that the French would go out and buy, since this was what it was all about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
Yep, yep. All right. Certainly food for thought here. Speaking of food for thought, I have some interesting, important information for those of you who are fans of burgers in a moment here on Good Day.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with a PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
All of you who are fans of burgers, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I are here. I'm not a fan of burgers, so I'm out. Jennifer kind of likes burgers.
I like burgers every once in a while, yeah.
Kenny, how about you and burgers?
I'm a big fan of burgers.
Big burger fan. Okay. So, if you are a fan of big burgers, or you like a good old-fashioned American steak, your red meat cravings are going to cost you more.
Aw, man.
As the year ahead progresses, red meat prices jumped 10% last year. They'll go up at least 5% as the year opens up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the cost of burgers come because there is more milk being produced. There are more cows being saved for milk and not being culled and or slaughtered. So the price of beef is paid basically at the bottom is going up. That is what McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's pay. But also, cost of grain going sky high, and that's fed, unless they're pasture fed, that beef should be about the same because the pastures don't cost anything. But if they're grain fed, whoo, to the roof go the prices of your burger. 21 after on Good Day.
The the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good time is 23 after the hour, Friday the 16th of January. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on Good Day with some apropotive. Is that a good word? Do you like that? I just made that up.
Apropotive.
You like
apropotive.
That word? That sounds good. Yeah, an apropotive.
Is apropotive water, or is that potable?
Well, that's potable.
Oh, okay.
Apropotive is what they put in the toilets on the plane.
I got it confused.
Yeah. Got it? Okay. Now, our jokesters from last night are here, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers. Before we get to Ellen, let's listen to them.
Mitt Romney says he's running for president.
I've heard.
Yeah. Settle down, folks. Just days after Mitt Romney suggested he might run for president, there's been a backlash. Yeah. The backlash is led by Jeb Bush, Mike Huckabee, and just to hedge his bets on every issue, Mitt Romney. That's the cover of bases.
I'm against me running for president.
Yeah. I think it's a terrible idea.
I'm not sure I understand this, although Texas Senator Ted Cruz said there's not enough data to support global warming and has often been criticized for not understanding space and science, he was just named the new head of the Senate Subcommittee on Space and Science. And I don't know, he may not be an expert, I don't know about this, but take a look at some of the things on his agenda here. First, there's find out why the sun wears sunglasses on the Raisin Bran box, but not in real life. Next, there's investigate what NASA stands for. The S is definitely space, but what about the N-A and the other A? Then there's find out if aliens do butt probes because it's funny or because there's some other reason. I don't know. You've got to find these things out. President Obama posted a video on Facebook yesterday announcing his plan to make the first 2 years of community college free. Unfortunately, he was interrupted when Biden got confused and threw a bucket of ice water on his head. He said,
I nominate Nancy Pelosi, Michael Jordan, and Steve Guttenberg.
President Obama posted a video on Facebook announcing his plan to make the first 2 years of community college free. That sounds like a great idea. But as soon as he posted a video to Facebook, a lot of politicians started weighing in the comments. Let's see what they're saying. First, Chris Christie wrote, just be aware of the freshman 150. Happens to everybody. Yeah. Next, Rick Perry wrote, 2 years of college? What are they, rocket doctors? Rocket doctors. And finally, Joe Biden wrote, first? He's just confused. He doesn't know what that means.
The Oscar nominations came out today. Unfortunately, this year's Oscar nomination pool is the least diverse collection of nominees since 1998. There are so many, this is true, there are so many white nominees that Fox News agreed to host a debate.
That's pretty funny. Okay, now, speaking of funny, middays, Ellen DeGeneres usually takes the cake. She has some interesting, some fun, some serious comments that she made this week on her program, including this joke about a new survey on dating.
So many different dating websites. People are trying to find out the right person. They're searching for the right person. And women are always trying to figure out what men look for in a woman. I know it keeps me up at night. And I saw the news the other day. Finally, the answer to the question has come. They surveyed 100,000 men, and these are the traits they said make the perfect woman. First of all, blonde hair. Check. Blue eyes. Got two of them. Slender body. Non-smoker. I have not smoked since I was 9, so I'm a social drinker. I do that. It turns out that I, Ellen DeGeneres, am the perfect woman, which is a wonderful thing to know. The survey was done by a website called whatsyourprice.com. It's a dating website where you can bid on dates with women. I guess legalizedprostitution.com was taken.
All right. Now, sort of as a counter to that, I think this is fairly serious, as Ellen responds to a pastor who said that she, Ellen, promotes lesbianism on her program. Let's, we don't have time for that. Oh, doggone it. I would like to have. Well, let's save that because that's
get to that, yeah.
That's a pretty good, whether we do it later on in the morning or whether we do it on Monday. I think that there's something to be said. She, with the joke, maybe set the whole thing up that way. And there's something to be said for actually the fun side of the point she was making there, which is a good way to make points and have fun. 28 after the hour. What a concept on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, should or will Obamacare under the next president and Congress be reformed, repealed, or kept as it is?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then
somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. Should or will Obamacare under the next president and Congress be reformed, repealed, or kept as it is?
What's so interesting is much of the polling also finds that when you go into the substance, the provisions, the
right.
major
mm-hmm.
provisions, that, you know, such as allowing young people to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26, that being a woman is no longer a pre-existing condition, that these find real popular support. And I do think as more and more millions of Americans come into the system, you will find more support.
Well, we've heard this line literally for years. Since the law passed, it was always on the cusp of popularity with the American public, and it's just been persistently unpopular all along, in part, I believe, because it was sold on such false pretenses mm-hmm. that you can keep your health plan if you like it. The whole business of your insurance premiums are going to be reduced because of this, which is also completely wrong. So I think this law has real legitimacy problems. It's still very much up for grabs. There's a big issue in the midterm elections that Republicans romp to victory. So if you see a Republican president, this thing is going to be repealed or significantly reversed.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and The National Review's Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good day to you, 33 after the hour. Good day program with Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and Jennifer Horn. Sort of a strange follow-up. The Middle East seems to be our focus more often than I would like it to be, and the reason for the focus at the moment is the story about this former Marine who's been in prison in Iran, says in a letter to Iran's president that he does not want a prisoner swap. He rejected the proposals. This fellow's name is Amir Hakmati. His family in Michigan released a copy of the letter this week that he dictated to relatives via prison phone. His lawyer sent a letter this week to the president of Iran. Not clear if the president has received it yet. This fellow was arrested in 2011, sentenced to death for spying. Authorities overturned the sentence and imprisoned him for 10 years. His letter asserts that he wouldn't agree to swap because he's, quote, committed no crime and isn't connected to any other prisoners. Officials say no swap has been discussed formally. The Iranian foreign minister says the Iranian judiciary found him guilty, but is trying to help him on humanitarian grounds. What a strange reality.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that strange? And one wonders, well, I mean, I understand the principle of the thing, but we haven't found too many Iranians that were much interested in principle, at least in my reckoning. Anybody
our
else?
Kind of principles, exactly.
Well, yeah, the principle of... So this guy didn't do anything, so why should he be swapped as a prisoner? Instead, because he believes he's right, he wants to stay there in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
You know, I'd like to say that I have nice moral fortitude, but I don't know. I mean, what would you do?
Think about it. Would I do it? No, I want to get out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
And then straighten it out when I get home.
Right. I'll handle this from the comfort of my bed, thank you.
Yeah, right. I'll get on the first bus out of there, thanks. Get me out of there. So, isn't that interesting? how, again, everybody's got different traditions, and we have become such a mosaic in our country, it's hard to know how some people will react to situations like this. Anyway, that's from the not-so-good news department. This is, I think, very good news, frankly. State of Arizona has upped the ante for those who think civics classes are important. They are going to require that students in Arizona public schools pass a civic citizenship exam before they graduate from high school. I say, hip, hip, hooray.
100%.
There are many states. I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. I'm trying to remember who it was, where I was, sitting in a chair in a doctor's office waiting for somebody to stick a needle in me.
Ah.
I think that was where the conversation was. We were talking, the doctor has Middle Eastern connections. And so we were talking about not only the story that I just was discussing, the Iranian, but also how many Middle Easterners are coming into our country illegally. Mm-hmm. You know, we always think in terms of Hispanics and the Cubans seemingly sending a lot of people up here or coming up here. And that's a discussion. The essence of what goes on in Arizona and other states where they have had civics classes, mm-hmm. they've exempted non-citizens from taking the class. So in many states, there are no civics classes anymore. Like there's no phys ed, there's no music. Government cut out, the feds cut out the money. So the locals say, well, we don't have any money from the state. We don't have any money here, so we have to stop. There is not a more important class, in my
Absolutely.
Opinion, than civics, learning how your government works and what it does.
Absolutely. No one knows how to change anything anymore. I mean, people feel overwhelmed. When we sit here on talk radio or when you're sitting around the water cooler talking to your family, everybody's like, oh, we don't like the president or we don't like Congress or we don't like this. We don't like our candidates. Well, you know what? That's very true. We may not like them, but how do we change anything? We feel we don't feel empowered anymore because we don't know how anything works. And I'm going to speak from experience. I'm 36 for the next month or so.
Happy birthday to Jen.
I'm getting old. But I didn't have a civics class in high school in California. I had a government class, but it was more of a history of government than it was about how things work. I mean, the only experience I had is when I ran for student council. That was kind of like, oh, okay, I see how things, how meetings work. But that was the closest I ever came. It's just such a, it makes you think it's like an inside job because the government really doesn't want you to know how to change it.
Well, that's certainly a less than subtle suggestion here. I remember taking civic class, and the teacher's name was Archie Chaves.
I remember him.
I remember
Archie. Did you call him Archie?
No, he did not. We never called teachers by. When I was in school, we didn't call him by their first name. His name was Chaves, Mr. Chaves. He became a principal later on.
Now, let me ask you this, not to derail you, but if you still saw that guy today, would you call him Mr. or would you call him Archie? I would call him Mr.
So. I'd be standing over his grave.
I know he's dead, but you know what I mean. Like, you still call your teacher by Mr. and Mrs.
I have some friends who are teachers that I've had, and yes, absolutely, I would not call them by their first name. No, not at all. And that would go for college as well as high school.
Me too.
I wouldn't call them by the first name. The essence of this civics citizenship exam and how necessary it is outlined by Jennifer and by anybody else who has any common knowledge or understanding of how poorly people get the issues and how to, as she suggested, change the system. How do you change the system if you do not understand the system?
And then you get frustrated, and then you start rioting, and you start throwing things at police officers or whatever. I mean, it's just such a great idea. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Arizona, sometimes they call them wacky. I think they get it right more often than not. So good for them.
Kenny, anything cooking in that department?
If I could handle the heat, I'd move.
I'm just posting it on our Facebook page now.
All right. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Here's some other, I'm not sure. I just mentioned it, so I thought I'd underscore what I thought was good news. Maybe somebody will throw something at me because I'm going to say this. Not the fact that Cuban immigrants are coming in the country illegally. A lot of them just floating over
on
boats.
The fact that they're bringing with them empanadas.
I wasn't thinking about that
Delicious.
Either.
Delicious.
Yeah. What I was thinking about is what we are doing to ease Cuban travel, both in and out. And the concern that people say they have is that there will be some health problems because the immigrants that are coming from Cuba may have been exposed to things that we have shots for example,
happens
measles.
Happens with every country.
Well, yeah, exactly. What, do you think the people in Mexico get shots for measles or polio or whatever it is?
It's one of the arguments against immigration is that they bring a lot of yuckies with them.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, I just think that the more we focus on this and get it right, and that's the challenge for this administration. The idea is a good one. Can they get it right so that it makes it easier for people to come here? They don't have to come illegally. They get in the right way, and they have they're given the protections that are needed because part of the sign-up process become a legal citizen is to go through a health check, as I understand it, so that you know firsthand that there isn't something that we're bringing in here that's got the heebie-jeebies. There's an outbreak of measles here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. At Disneyland.
There was a lady who came to Disneyland who had been someplace, I guess from Africa, where they don't inoculate for measles.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are now 300 cases of measles in Los Angeles.
It amazes me, though. You know, sometimes science is good, sometimes it's bad. It amazes me that they were able to track that during the dates of December 15th through the 20th, that all these cases of measles were populated at Disneyland.
Yeah, and crazy that they found out where it came from, who the perpetrator was. So now the debate will rage amongst doctors and parents and other interested citizenry as to whether or not to make sure everybody has those measles booster shots as part of the shots that you get. Now, parents, some make the judgment that they're not going to give their children any of the vaccines. Some say we'll give you certain vaccines. Others say we'll take them all. I know that my daughter Megan, who has a new 3-week-old boy, who I've been fortunate enough to hold in my hands at least a little bit each day this week. What a character. He's really, I sang to him and it puts him to sleep.
Me too, Dad.
Oh, no. Oh, thank you, yes.
Why do
you
sing to him? Oh, I'll
put
you
to sleep. Yeah. So anyway, she was talking about being in the pediatrician's office yesterday, and the pediatrician then called them last night while I was there saying that someone had come into the office who had some baby had the measles.
Gosh.
And so now they assured, because obviously the parents want to know, the assurance was made that it wouldn't be expected that any baby or any patient there would come into or would develop measles. But measles for new parents can be kind of scary stuff because the baby doesn't have a good immune system, the baby could die of measles.
That's why
the shots.
You and I disagree a little bit because I, as a rule follower, which I admittedly am, I will, if I'm blessed with a child in my life, I would probably choose to vaccinate my child because I think you got to know about the
vaccine. You got to know what they are.
You got to know. I would make sure there's no mercury in them, but I would probably vaccinate my child because I just think it's the right thing to do. The
reason for those people who don't know the issue and why Jennifer's bringing it up this way, I oppose vaccines on the grounds that they have had in them mercury, which is a cause of a lot of things, ADD, HD, whatever it is, and autism.
Lead to autism, although some new studies come out and say maybe not.
Yeah, well,
so I would take the risk.
Those studies were paid for by the people who are developing the vaccine.
Well, I would take the risk and vaccinate if I were lucky enough to have a child. And what gets me is that the people that choose not to vaccinate are the ones that are complaining that their kids have caught the measles at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you choose not to vaccinate, that's up to you. We live in a country where you can do stuff like that. But I think that it's also your responsibility, if you know your kid doesn't have that extra layer of protection, maybe taking him to Disneyland as a 6-month-old is not the right decision.
Why would you take a baby?
No, exactly.
Never mind any of the argument about measles.
Exactly.
Why are you bringing a 6-month-old or even a 3-year-old?
I agree with you. They don't they're not going to remember
what's
it.
What's going on?
They're going to be overwhelmed.
You've got to be out of your mind, especially at $100 a pop.
Yeah. Let's just talk about the realistic reason.
Yeah, right. So, that's just.
Hey, look,
foolish.
We agree, Dougie.
Thank you.
You were going to go with me.
Well, I think you got to. I don't like the vaccine. Vaccines have not been my. Although yesterday, I'm not going to give you too much information, but you've heard me talking about my problems with my back and my the nerve problems in my leg, and I've been hurting for about 3 or 4 months. So I found a doctor at a pain clinic in Newport Beach who was willing to help me in many different ways, and one of them was to deaden the nerves in my butt. And he managed to take a couple of needles down there, and I didn't know what he was taking in there till afterwards. He looked at me and said, "You want to see what I stuck?"
Nope. Those needles, I already know. They're not small.
They're 4 inches long. Ooh. That needle.
And, aren't you glad he waited to show you until
I came
after?
Off the table about 4 inches when he stuck that thing in there. But I will tell you, driving back last night, the traffic was horrendous. It took me 2 hours.
Oh, from Orange County.
To get up to
Maine.
Ugh. And the traffic was crazy all over the place. But the good thing about it was that my butt didn't hurt.
Hey, well, you know what? You got that going for you. You got to go see my dad's doctor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We had Dougie and I had breakfast yesterday. My dad was trying to treat your back pain.
Yes. Right. He treated for breakfast and with a back pain. Right.
Exactly. Which makes you feel better.
Good deal was had by all. Exactly. Let's get, speaking about good deals, let's talk about a New Year's resolution that you can actually keep. Getting rid of the bags under your eyes, the rings around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. Look better, look younger than you have looked in years by using a product called GenuCell. GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. This is happening every day in America. People are calling 800-543-9262 because they listen to this program. They want to try GenuCell to see how it works on the bags and the puffiness. This new plant stem cell therapy, which is great stuff all the way around. One of the things the doctor was telling me yesterday about plant stem cell therapy is that you can buy some stuff that will help build or rebuild the cellular structure. Plant stem cell therapy is being used with the bloods in your body and with other things in your body that it recognizes, so it can create the cellular structure that will revitalize the sacs around your spine. That used to be, if you want to really fix me, I had it fused, and that was a dangerous thing. But this new plant stem cell therapy stuff, what's being developed, is amazing. And that's where GenuCell came from. So you'll start using it after you call 800-543-9262, and you'll love it, or your money will come back to you. It's guaranteed to start working in the first 12 hours. You put it on tonight, tomorrow morning, you will see it. Both men and women are using this with great, great success. They're recommending it to everybody they talk to. When people say, "Hey, what's happening to your eyes?" then they'll tell you, call this number, 800-543-9262. And as a matter of fact, when you mention Doug Steffen calling 800-543-9262, GenuCell will double the supply. So instead of getting a 3-month supply, you get a 6-month supply of GenuCell for the same price. Call them now, GenuCell, 800-543-9262.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, the focus here on the Good Day program at the moment with Jennifer and Kenny and I is technology. It's Tech Talk time, starting with Shelley Palmer, our daily reporter. He's out and about beating the bushes for information on things that are well applied in general consumer markets in the world of technology. For example, today I'll talk with you about the thinnest tablet in the world and its special features. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance, which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of my favorite gadgets at the 2015 International CES was the Dell Venue 8 7000 Series tablet, which won the show's Best of Innovation Award. The device is the thinnest tablet in the world, but its signature feature is its three built-in cameras. The tablet's camera system lets you refocus your images after you take the shot. Also, because Dell's tablet measures real distance in every picture it takes, you can add selective filters with the touch of a finger. Want to distort the background? background but keep your subject intact? Measuring depth in every image also means you can easily gauge length, width, and height in your pictures, so you'll know exactly how much paint to buy to redo the walls in your bedroom and whether or not that new bookshelf will be able to squeeze into that tight fit in the corner of your living room. If the Dell Venue 8 sounds good to you, it's available at Dell.com starting at $399. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Yesterday, we were talking about Samsung and BlackBerry potentially dealing to come into one or under one roof. Samsung says that the story is groundless. This story was on Reuters that I saw yesterday that claimed that Samsung had approached BlackBerry with an acquisition offer. BlackBerry also denied it was engaged in any possible offers as well. Reuters cited a source, quote, familiar with the matter, end quote, as well as documents that said BlackBerry would provide Samsung with valuable patents. So, no or yes? Yes or no? Who do you believe? Verizon is going to link their network, Verizon Vehicle, to cars. They're thinking about providing drivers of older cars with virtual diagnostic help when the cars have mechanical problems. Pricing for the service, which will also help send
wrong with my car?
tow trucks to disabled cars, hasn't been announced. So Verizon Vehicle is what it's called. Oh. You got Verizon in your car as well as your, I don't know whether you have to hook it up to the Bluetooth or what. But interesting. Isn't it kind of like an OnStar for everybody, Kenny? Wouldn't that would be what I was
sounds
thinking?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like about. It, yeah.
The world's largest social network is integrating Amber Alerts into its platform, according to a story we're carrying at DougStefan.com, giving the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children a direct way to reach people who could help find abducted children. This is an announcement from Facebook this week. The new arrangement will post Amber Alerts in the news feeds of Facebook users who are within range of a search area. The alerts will include key information on the missing children, including pictures and physical descriptions, as well as descriptions of the alleged abductors. Who thinks that's a good idea? Law enforcement thinks it's a pretty good idea. Yeah, I don't see it being a bad idea. Amber Alert has been helpful in recovering some of these youngsters that have been scooped up. Right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. Lots of stories here as we continue on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 59 after the hour, the end of this hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.